Welcome to Tech Thoughts with Joey, Episode 5. Recorded on July 11th, 2019. A Mac a day keeps Windows away. Welcome to Tech Thoughts with Joey. I'm Joey. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Mac. First up, we're going to start with the Mac Pro. This was announced at WWDC 2019 as an answer to the Proto community that did not like Apple's old Mac Pro, which was a trash can. So they went back to the ever-popular cheese grater design with this new Mac Pro, with its Afterburner card, with all this modularity you can do with it. It's a really awesome machine. And it can do 1,000 tracks in Logic. It's a very powerful machine. Now, it is an expensive machine. It's $5,990 US to start, and that's with a Xeon, with I think an 8-core. It's either a 6-core and 8-core Xeon, and a 256 gig SSD. You can actually bring this thing up to 1.5 terabytes of memory and a lot of different things. It supports Thunderbolt 3, it supports PCIe, which was not supported in the old one. It's a very interesting Mac. Alongside of it, they introduced the Pro XDR display, which I think is awesome. This display got a lot of hype, but it also got a lot of things because A, it's pricey. It's $4,999 for the glossy version and $5,999 for the anti-glare, both of which do not include a stand. The stand's $1,000 or the mounting bracket's $199. But this is a reference display. So, if you compare this to reference monitors, it's actually pretty cheap. I'm excited for this. I will not be buying one of these because I can't afford it, but I'm excited to see this, both of these computers out in the wild. And I think they finally, with the Xeons and the 1.5 terabytes of memory and the terabytes of hardware space that you can add to this, and the fact that you have Afterburner. What is Afterburner? Well, Afterburner is an FPGA, which is a fully programmable ASIC. And what it allows is, it basically can give you, you can basically throw whatever workload you want at it, and it'll speed it up. Now, the one thing pros are a little upset about is this doesn't have NVIDIA cards, it has AMD cards. It's using the RX 500 series, and it's also used in Vega. You know, Vega's in there too. And a lot of people wonder why this is. Well, the problem is NVIDIA and Apple are both big companies, and NVIDIA and Apple both want control over their products. And the problem is Apple wants to write the drivers for the NVIDIA cards, but NVIDIA doesn't want that because NVIDIA wants the drivers to be based on CUDA, which is their graphics thing, and Apple would like it to use Metal. So they don't want to have to do that. So for that reason, NVIDIA is not going to let them. There are ways to support NVIDIA cards on the Mac, but it's not advised. But for most people, I think AMD will be fine. Also, they did offer a rack-mounted version of this device, which I know some people are very happy about. It's been really cool. I hope we do see NVIDIA come to the Mac, though. That would be actually really awesome. The Mac Pro was nice. The Pro XDR display, which is I think it's a 32-inch display. This is a device that I am very excited about to see and to kind of play with. It's a 6K display, so it's a 6K display, which is a nice display. So yeah. Next up is the MacBook Air. My favorite, I think, of all the new Macs, the one I probably am going to end up buying within the next couple of months. This is really a culmination of all the great things of the Mac. It's thin and light, it's got USB-C, It's got Touch ID, but it doesn't have the touch bar. It does have that butterfly keyboard, which I know is controversial for some people. It is quick, even though it has the lower end Core M chips. They call them Core I, but they are basically Core M. And it is a really, it's a really nice computer. Like it has a Retina display, which the old one didn't. The new one they just released a couple days ago has a True Tone display. Air Touch ID, 128 gig of thing, up to 12 hours of battery life. It's a beautiful machine, and it's got that keyboard, which I know a lot of people are not thrilled about. But besides that, it's also got a 1.6 GHz dual core Intel Core i5. This is the I think this is the Y processor. Yeah, this is the Y processor, and the Ys are a little bit lower end. But from what I've seen and heard, they're not too bad. This computer's pretty fast, so that's good. It's integrated Touch ID sensor. There's no touch bar, which some people love, some people hate. I'm gonna probably get it because the touch bar is a more expensive thing, and I don't really need a touch bar. So this is probably the one I'll be getting. And at $1,449 Canadian, it is a good deal. It is cheaper in the US. It's $1,099 in the US for 999 for Steam. This is a great computer. And I will let you know if I get one, and I'll give you guys a review. But yeah, it comes in gold, space gray, and silver. They announced the new version has True Tone, which is the that technology they use with their displays, where it'll sense the light and it'll change the color balance based on that. So it's cool. That's the MacBook Air. Next up is a computer that I currently own, which is the MacBook. Now, with the update recently of the MacBook Air, Apple discontinued the MacBook. Now, I am sad about this, but it makes sense they did this because when they released the MacBook Air, one of the things that I and others had mentioned was, how can you have the MacBook Air and the MacBook? Because the MacBook was thinner than the MacBook Air, so it kind of didn't make sense that they had a MacBook Air. So it's good they discontinued it. The MacBook Air, I think, is a better value anyway, and I would even actually say the MacBook Pro is a better value because if you looked at the pricing in Canada, the Mac was like $1,720 for the MacBook, and the same a MacBook Pro, the old Escape MacBook Pro, the one that had the Escape key, was the same price. So it makes sense. I am sad about it. I'm going to be updating soon anyway, though, but I really like the MacBook. It was one of my favorite computers. Last but not least is the MacBook Pro. So this device is probably the most controversial computer they make because it has two controversial things. It has the butterfly keyboard and the touch bar. And now the touch bar is on every Mac, even the base model. They did lower the price to $1,699 Canadian, which is awesome. It's a beautiful computer. There is no escape key on any of them now, so you have to have a touch bar with Touch ID, which is good. It does have the butterfly mechanism, which I do. I want to talk a little bit about the butterfly mechanism for a bit because there is a rumor that we are going to see. We are going to see a new keyboard from them soon. But the butterfly mechanism, I think on the MacBook and the MacBook Air, I think it's fine. On this computer, though, I actually got to say, I think people should have a choice. And I think Apple needs to, because it's been having lots of problems. These new computers are all added to the recall for the keyboard, for the Vision keyboard. But again, I think it's a nice computer. It has two US, yes, the base models have two USB ports. The higher end models have four. It's a nice computer. They did a good job with it. Again, though, I'm probably gonna steer towards the MacBook Air just because I don't really want the Touch Bar, so Touch ID comes with that too. There is a rumor that we're going to see a MacBook Pro 16-inch, which would have thinner bezels and would be kind of iPad-like, which would be kind of cool. So yeah, that's the MacBook Pro. With that'll be our show for today. I do have a Q&A episode coming up soon. Next episode, I'll be talking about how you can submit questions, but I hope you enjoyed the show for today. And until next time, see you later.